This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1823. Be aware of your word choices to be a better manager. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
When you are in a management position, every word you choose matters, especially in emails. Today, Lindsay shares a story about a poor word choice that she made and what she should have done instead.
All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's everything going?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Any issues this week that you want to flag here that I need to know about? Any potential challenges or things we need to look at?
No. I mean, we're moving along, Lindsay. Good. We are doing well. So I think we're good.
Yeah, we're making it happen here, Michelle. We're making it happen. So what are we talking about today? This is going to be a really interesting episode, especially for our business English crowd.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one. Lindsay, this is a topic that you came up with from a real life experience, dealing with some specific vocabulary that you're going to, I'd like for you to share it with us, share the story.
Yeah, well, it's kind of more of a management mistake that I think I made. And I want to talk about this because it's good to share your mistakes. And I know you guys, some of you guys are managers. I know that you're leaders in your company and you want to make sure you put the right words into emails, especially emails, right, Michelle?
Right.
I mean,
right.
When there's an email, there's no tone of voice. There's not much context, right?
Yep.
Can be scary if you receive an email that doesn't, that you're not sure what it means, right?
Right. No, of course it can be intimidating and like, I don't know. That's why, you know me, sometimes I'll be like, oh, can we talk about this on the phone?
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's just like, I feel like so much can sometimes be like misunderstood, or sometimes I might not be able to articulate things as well in email as I can over the phone. And yes, email is an important skill for sure. But sometimes we also have to pick up the phone.
Yeah. So I think, you know, picking up the phone would have been ideal in this case. And then the second priority would have been using, you know, more straightforward language, right? So what I did was I used the verb to flag something. And, you know, I'm used to sometimes talking to our development team, our app development team, and they're over there in the Silicon Valley world where Silicon Valley, I feel like they have their own inner language community, right? Mm-hmm. They use certain terms that our team wouldn't use because we're definitely not in Silicon Valley.
No.
And they use a term to flag something is to identify like a potential software problem. And I think they also bring it out to all sorts of problems in the company, right? It's about foreseeing something down the road that could be a problem. And so they want to flag it, right? I want to flag this to you because this may be a problem next month. Okay.
So when you say to flag something to somebody, it's like, is it assigning or it's more like, no, I want to alert assigning. You of something.
Alerting. Yeah. It's not about assigning. It's about alerting, making them aware that something might happen. So what I was communicating, so I went ahead and emailed a member of our team because we were thinking we may have an issue where we needed that teammate to fill in, right?
Yeah.
Because another teammate may not have been able to be there at that event. We had an early morning event.
Yeah.
Very early in the morning, and I needed to have someone as a backup plan, right?
Yes.
And so I emailed the team member and I said, I just want to flag something to you. Can we hop on a call this afternoon? And I'm glad that I, you know, got us on a call. But I think when our team member read, I just want to flag something to you, she immediately thought I'm doing something wrong. And that's the problem. What I should have said was, I may need your help next week. Can we hop on a call this afternoon? Mm. It would have been so much less ambiguous if I had done that.
Wait, did this team member write back like, is everything okay? Or it was just when you got on later.
She just got on and you know, it was a little quiet in the beginning. And then I said, oh, it's just this. I may need you to fill in for our other teammate next week. And she's like, oh, thank goodness. I thought I was doing something wrong. I was like, no, I'm so sorry.
How many hours were in between the email and the call?
Maybe like 3 or something. Not too long. Oh, man. Not too long.
Not too long. But like, at least it wasn't like a Friday to like a Monday.
No. That would have been. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, what's the lesson for our listeners is make sure that you are using as descriptive language as possible. And always think if you're going to use kind of an idiom like this. It's kind of an idiom, right? Mm-hmm. To flag something. Make sure that you know they know what it really means.
Yeah.
You know? Because it does have like a slightly negative connotation. And yeah, the situation, you know, I could have said something different, right? Is just what I mean. Yeah.
Right. So that's interesting. But at the same time, you're so used to using that language. So it's not like you said, I'm going to pick a word that I think can be confusing.
No.
You know, like you're used to using it. So, I mean, looking back on this, like, how do you know, you know,
or
how do you reflect on that? Is it just about checking your emails and looking out for something like that? Just an extra thing our listeners can look for when writing emails?
It's a good question. Well, I think it's the awareness of getting on the call and realizing that my teammate didn't know what was going on and was maybe a little nervous, right? And then I think talking to other professionals, right? Talking to people in your life who maybe are work in other companies and would have a perspective just different from you, right? Just getting out of your own head as a manager and asking people, hey, I said this. What do you think about this wording? Words are everything, Michelle.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm glad that you cleared that up with the team member. And I mean, that was kind of an interesting thing to bring from real life into our listeners. So, I mean, you were talking about some other ways you could have said it. So I think you mentioned this first one. I may need your help with something next week, right?
Yeah, because that's really all that it was about. Right.
And the may kind of shows that it's not for certain, but, you know,
it's not for certain. It would have been like a very important thing. Right. And I could have been much more descriptive just by saying I may need your help with something next week. And then there wouldn't have been any anxiety or ambiguity. Right.
Right. Ambiguity. Yes. That's
ambiguity
a good
is
word.
A great word.
Yeah. So, okay. So let's do a little role play with that. I mean, so you could even say that, you know, if you're already talking to someone, you could send that in an email or you could say it. So, let's just try an example. Hey, are you free to chat later? I may need your help with something next week.
Oh, sure. Let's talk. Yeah. So it's positive. Right. That's the other piece here. I think to flag has slightly negative connotations, but I think I may need your help with something next week has slightly more positive connotations.
Yeah. I think that's true.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
I mean, also, if you might need somebody's help for a project, or you could say, you could say likely, that's more certain, right? But let's just say, we may need all hands on deck for this project.
Yeah, we may need. So the phrase is all hands on deck. I love that. That is a timeless phrase, isn't it?
Yeah, it makes me think of Peter Pan. I don't know. I don't even know if that's okay. In Peter Pan, but yeah, I think it is.
Or like some Treasure Island or something. Yeah, for right. Sure, for sure.
So what does that mean, all hands on deck?
So it means we need everyone available because we're going to have a big project or some emergency maybe, right? That we need everyone's help, right?
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Or what's one more way you could say it?
Okay, so do you want to do a quick role play here?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Let's meet later to talk about next week.
Okay, sure.
All right. Well, yeah, we may need all hands on deck for this project.
Good. So that's being clear that, you know, you're going to need that person, right? I mean, this is management skills. It's all about communication, guys. And
right.
I know it could be challenging. Maybe some of our listeners are leading teams of native English speakers and you guys are trying to be clear in your communication, and that would be a real challenge. So this is why we're talking about this today, right?
Absolutely. So yeah, again, unlikely is more definite than like you could have said we will likely need, right? But if you say may need, right, it's a little different feel. Exactly. And what's the last one?
Okay, I have a potential project or assignment for you, so let's meet later to discuss. This also could have been good. I have a potential project. I have a potential event for you, right? Mm-hmm. Let's meet later to discuss. Also, more specific than flag something.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's do an example.
Are you around to talk later? I have a potential assignment for you, so let's meet later to discuss.
Perfect. Very nice. Yes.
All right. Good stuff. So yeah, I mean, this is really good, Michelle. It's really important that we are careful about what words we choose, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Lindsay, it sounds like you really learned something from this experience. but I think we can all learn from this story. Because it's not only a lesson about it's a lesson about words and knowing what words that you use in certain situations and if they can overlap.
Yes, exactly. It's kind of about I think cultures, like subcultures, we're talking about Silicon Valley culture, right? Mm-hmm. They have their own language, as we said. And when I go and take a word or an expression out of that world and bring it into our world, which is different,
right?
It doesn't really work. Right. People don't get it. If I had said that to our app developers, then they would have gotten it.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Flag something. There's going to be a problem with the code, or there's going to be, we need to make sure we meet because this could be an issue. No problem. But you need to know who you're talking to. I think that's the key.
Right. Know your audience. Yeah. I think that that's good. Yeah. Because to be honest, yeah, when you sent this to me as a as an idea, I was like, to flag? I didn't really know what it meant either. So it is interesting then to learn what it means in a different space, whereas probably some of the language that we use, maybe in another industry, they wouldn't really know it. I'm not really sure what kind of language we use that could be considered that, but it's interesting.
It's really interesting. And honestly, I think it would be cool to do another episode on this concept of, Silicon Valley lexicon or other, industries, Wall Street lexicon, right? What are the phrases that only work in these sub communities and which ones could actually cross over? right?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That would
yeah.
be cool.
I gotta, yeah. Oh, man. I gotta do a lot of research on that. Oh, no. We could, we could interview people from different industries, you know.
To we get those. Could. And honestly, that's kind of what we did in our business English course,
that's
right?
True.
We did have actually someone from Amazon in the business English
that's
course.
Right.
We had, you know, people who are self employed, entrepreneurs, working for healthcare companies, real estate investors, all sorts of good stuff, guys. If you do want to check out that course, by the way, go over to allersenglish.com/business. That's a pretty unique course, Michelle.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's so, it's very, very unique, very helpful. So, guys, this was great. Lindsay, thanks for bringing this to us. I mean, you know, I think the takeaway, you know, realize the words that you're using. Also be direct, show what you need. So be clear. Yeah. And I think that, yeah, anything else you want to add?
No, this is great. This is great. And also be willing to, you know, share what you think. If you think you've made a mistake, guys, if you are in a position of, or even just if you're talking to a colleague, you're on the same level as this other person, like, it's okay to ask someone else and say, hey, was this the right thing to say? Or could this have been misunderstood? I felt something weird. What did I do wrong? You have to be willing to have those conversations.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great, Lindsay. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you very much. We learned a new vocabulary word, but we also learned who would know it and who might not. So this was great. Thanks for this topic.
All right. Talk to you soon, Michelle. Have a good one.
You too. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.